Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. This is Brother Jesse Nzima welcoming you to the program. And I'd like to thank Brother Piri for orchestrating the program and giving me an opportunity. And also I thank the Lord for his grace for us to be able to share the scriptures. May we go to the book of Philippians chapter 2. We'll read from verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. I would like to entitle my sharing as the work out. So let's look at this word work out in the physical sense first. In the physical sense, we can define this word as a workout as a physical activity or exercise routine that is designed to improve or maintain physical fitness, health, and overall well-being. Now, I would want us to rephrase it in the spiritual sense. Let's rephrase it as a workout is a spiritual activity or exercise routine that is designed to improve or maintain spiritual fitness, health, and overall well-being. Amen. Now, remember, a workout is done by a person who is not sick or who is not invalidated, who is not an invalid, maybe unable to stand or to do basic physical activities. It is someone who already has strength in them, but they want to ensure that they have better strength. Now, you see, being a good Christian, being a normal Christian, it's good. But there is more to Christianity than just sitting and being part of a program. You sit in the background. There is more to Christianity. And here, we are encouraged in the book of Philippians that our Christianity needs a work out. We need to work it out. And the way we work it out with fear and with trembling. But the beauty is, while we are doing the work out, the whole program is in the hands of God himself, because it is him who worketh in you both to will and to do it. All right, so now I came across a few examples of what these different kinds of physical activities are. And one of them is called a cardiovascular exercise. This involves running, cycling, swimming, resistance training, which involves weight lifting, body weight exercise, high intensity interval training, in short, HIIT, which involves maybe a very tasky physical or strenuous activities. Then there are also aerobic exercises such as dancing and jumping a rope, maybe a hula hoop. Then there's also strength training, which involves weightlifting, resistance, something like that. Weightlifting, resistance band. There's also what they call endurance exercises that involves like long distance running and cycling. So you have seen that for a body to be fit, it has to do out the work. It has to do the work out. For a spiritual life to be fit, it has to do out the same. Now, let us look at the book of James. So first I want us to see, how do we start? How can one start to do a workout? Well, for you to start, you have to decide. The starting point is making a decision. And when you decide, you take an initiative. So the book of James tells us about, if I want to have a closer walk with God, what is the secret? What do I need to do to improve or to maintain my Christian life? The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Now, the Bible is saying, you have to draw nigh to God. So, in other words, you start. The initiative is on your part. And as you start to draw near, God himself is also going to draw near to you. You know, sometimes we can feel like God is very far from us. God is not helping us. God is not able to lead us. But we have to realize, for example, if my Christian life is not moving the way it ought to move, if I am not very strong, if I'm seeing weaknesses in my life, I have to sit down and realize to say, why am I seeing this? Why am I having this reality? It's like a man who has a house and he sees that his yard is very unkempt. But if he looks at his neighbor's yard, the neighbor's yard has flowers, it has beds, it has everything nice, well-watered gardens, greeneries, very beautiful. But yours has got thorns and thistles and all these things. The question you ask yourself is, you shouldn't say, why is my yard like this? Why is my yard not like my neighbor's yard? The question should be, what do I need to do for my yard to be like my neighbor's yard? So the Bible says here, you have to draw nigh. You have to have the initiative. Now, once you get started, God is going to meet you. Now, the beauty of it is, throughout our movement, throughout our journey, believers, as long as we are children of God, through our journey, God is the one who is going to lead us. God is the one who is going to guide you. So, the reality around you, it is because of your thought pattern. You are the one who's created it. We are the ones who are creating that reality. So, if I want to improve the reality around my spiritual circumstances, I have to do something about it. Now, let us look at Proverbs 23. The book of Proverbs 23, verse 7. The Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay, I'll leave it there. Now, whatever you are, whatever you do, whatever you wish to be, it is because of what you think. It is because of what you have believed deep down your heart. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you smile. It doesn't matter how you appear to believers. But what you have believed deep down your heart, if deep down your heart there is doubt, there is fear, there is worry, there is concern, that is who you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing outside. It doesn't matter the routine. That is why when you see people, there are some people who are standing in the faith. They were committed to church, but they've done something bad. They've done something unthinkable. You ask yourself, why? What happened? Because that work was already in their heart. Because what you are inside is what will manifest. It doesn't matter how long it takes. So as you think, you create that reality yourself. As you think, you create the reality. So brothers and sisters, we have a job. We have a duty to think. Brother Branham said, a man is made up of three parts. We have a body, we have a soul, and a spirit. And he says, in the spirit of man, there are two senses that dwell there. If it is not faith, it is doubt. And that's the target of the devil. The devil targets your spirit to doubt God's word. So, all these other manifestations of sin are not the actual sin. The actual sin is the doubt in your heart. So, as you think, you are. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Scriptures, they tell us something. The Bible reads, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Brothers and sisters, what can we fear? What can we fear in this life? What can defeat you in this life? Nothing. There is nothing no one that can defeat you. There is no power, there is no devil, there is no temptation, there is no evil that can defeat you in this life. You are indispensable because you are standing with Him who created you. The owner of the universe, ultimate reality, is standing with you. Nothing can defeat you. The only thing that can defeat you is yourself. That's it. The only devil is yourself. You are the devil. You are the evil. You are the greatest enemy to yourself. Your habits, your desires, your cravings, your appetite. You are the devil yourself. There is nothing, no demon, no hell that can defeat you, that can transplant you away from the reality of Jesus Christ. So, Joshua was told to be strong. But Joshua, God says, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever. Wherever Joshua sleeps, wherever Joshua goes, the Lord is with him. Now look at this, brothers and sisters. Joshua, despite being told that he had to train the army, he had to wake up early to train the soldiers. How are those men going to fight? God is with them, but how are they going to fight? They need to know how to hold a spear. They need to know how to hold a shield. He had to discipline indisciplined soldiers. But through it all, God was with him. As you wait on the Lord, as you fast, as you pray, God is with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. As we close chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but as such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there is no such a thing as a temptation that is going to overcome you. Never. Because God is the one who is with you. So, if you don't want something, it can never be a part of you. If you tolerate something, it will be a part of you. So, we are encouraged, brothers and sisters, to make a stand. So, let us work out our salvation with fear and with trembling. In other words, the word fear and trembling means carefully, steadily, cautiously. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you, my brothers and sisters. By His grace, we'll meet again tomorrow. Shalom.